This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
He joins us every Friday at 7 on the Bud Light Hotline, courtesy of Craneworks. JP, what's up, man?
Not much, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great. Dunaway's got me intrigued on the golf questions he's going to ask.
I know, me too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Which way is he going to go with the golf thing?
Don't even know what we got coming up.
Hey, I will tell you the way my mind works on this show sometimes, John Parker Wilson. There have been times, because, you know, we do a lot of hours here. We rarely take days off. There's been at least probably in 10 years, probably 20 or 30 times I will tease ahead. And as soon as we go to break, Brown will go, what is that story about? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's come up with it.
What Dunaway is saying is right now he's thinking of a golf question for you.
Well, the weather yesterday was ideal for golf. Today I went walked to my car a minute ago. Not so much. So, you know, I might have gotten out and swung it just a couple times yesterday.
So you did swing a little bit yesterday.
I had to. I wasn't planning on it, but I went to lunch, and I was outside for lunch. It was too nice of a day yesterday, right in the middle of winter. You know, we get a 70-degree day, and now, of course, it's back down in the 30s today. So, had to take advantage when you get a chance, right?
Absolutely. There you go. There's my golf question.
Oh, okay.
I know Brown was out there.
No, I wasn't out there. I didn't get to make it. I haven't played this year. We're gonna rectify that soon, though.
Yeah, I've even played 18.
I know. Yeah, Dunaway beat me to the course this year. It's very rare. Let's talk some football, though, with you. Alabama just had maybe the best defensive line signing class, some are saying, in the history of recruiting. It's certainly maybe the best one since Saban has been there. But, boy, that comes at a needed time. All those defensive front guys departing, these guys can get on the field very quickly.
Yeah, no question. And I think Coach Saban's shown that. And why a lot of the guys aren't scared to come to Alabama when there is, you know, how many six guys on the defensive line. Knowing that if you get in, you got a chance to play early. And he's shown that, doesn't matter what position. But, yeah, I think, you know, we had six DBs yesterday, or five DBs and six defensive linemen kind of showing you where he thinks the needs are. And, you know, I think if he's shown anything, that if you could build your program around the guys up front on defense and offense also, but you build your program around those guys, and year in and year out, we've had guys put in NFL. So if I'm a defensive lineman recruit, I'm going to go to Alabama just because I think I've got a really good chance of not only getting drafted, but getting drafted really high in the NFL.
What did you see of Pete Golding this past year, if he really is taking over as defensive coordinator and the play calling that these young guys who are coming out on defense are going to benefit in? What are some defensive nuances that you think Golding brings to the table that maybe we haven't seen in a while, or maybe we saw a little bit of last year?
Yeah, look, I think the linebackers played pretty well. Matt Wilson, Dylan Moses, I don't think got enough credit for his play last year. I think Pete used him in a really interesting way just because Dylan is so athletic. I mean, he reminds me of a Patrick Willis type of linebacker that could really go sideline to sideline. Many times this past year, he was running down running backs with ease or getting out on the side and making tackles on receivers just because he's so athletic. So that creativity to be able to put different players in different situations, I really like from a defensive coordinator. He was right next to our box all year long when on game day, and I really liked his presence. Very calm, you know, not going crazy over in the box, which – you know, to be a coach in that situation with Coach Saban, you've got to be able to keep your cool, especially on game day. He seems to be a guy like that that's going to be, if he is the defensive coordinator, to be able to handle that, because you've got to be able to work with Coach Saban. Look, you can have the best defensive playbook in the world, but Coach Saban is going to be just a little bit better. So you've got to be able to adapt your style with him. And I think his demeanor, he's been in the program now, is going to translate really well and being able to find new creative ways to get guys in different spots on the field.
John Parker Wilson is with us, brought to you by our friends at Craneworks, 707 on your drive in. On the flip side of the ball, Steve Sarkisian, as a quarterback, a former quarterback, you understand play calling and the relationship with a quarterback. With Steve Sarkisian coming in, how much time will he and Tua spend together and just developing a relationship? How important is that? And how much input when you were in college do you actually get on the plays that actually get called on a Saturday?
Yeah, really good question. So they're going to spend a ton of time together, watching tape, going over things, going over probably every play in the playbook, not only just looking at it in the physical playbook, but then, okay, Tua, tell me what was going through your mind on this play, and really trying to get inside of Tua's head to find out what he likes the best, what he doesn't like. Okay, hey, in this third down situation, I really didn't love this play. So you're trying to be crazy honest with the offensive coordinator and telling him your thoughts, what your thought process is, how you're thinking about plays, and especially him. You know, I think the biggest resource that Tua's going to have is probably going to be a Matt Ryan. Maybe not directly, but Sarkisian spending a couple years with him. Matt prepares, knows the game better than anybody I've ever been around. So I think that's going to help him out in the long run. And then for the play calling during the game, I remember we would spend every Friday evening with, and this is, you know, you spend all week with an offensive coordinator, but Friday evening we would fine-tune and say, okay, these are my top five plays in third down and five situation. And you'd rank them. We'd literally go through and rank, okay, this is my favorite play. Coach, we ran this play all week. I really am not comfortable with it yet. Maybe we don't run it until next week. So there's a lot of open communication with the coaches of say, you got to be honest with them, because the last thing you want to do is go out there and run a play that you're not 100% sure with on game day. And that's where you've got to have that really good relationship with the coach. Last year, I don't think it could have been any better with Mike Locksley. That showed up on the field in basically every situation. So, Sarkisian, it's just going to take work to get there.
John Parker Wilson with us each week, courtesy of Crane Works, Rental Works Division of Crane Works, selling new and used equipment. Just look for that big dog dominating Birmingham skyline, just like those cranes have in downtown and over at Talladega Super Speedway. He's with us on the Bud Light Hotline. I want to go back on the defensive side. And Yabi Anoma goes into the transfer portal about 20 hours later, comes out after talking, it appears, with Nick Saban and the coaches and maybe settling his fears. Is the freshman year just one of those things that once you get past it, you kind of have a whole new perspective? I mean, because you go from being a big fish in a little pond to being a bunch of big fishes in a big pond, and it's just not the same. I mean, is it just one of those things you kind of got to get past that freshman year and you almost reset your perspective?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, you come in and you are not only the biggest man on campus, you're the biggest man in town, probably even one of the most recognizable kids in your state. And then you come to Alabama and everybody else looks just like you. Everybody else is a stud also. So it's, you know, you got to eat that humble pie a little bit. And I saw my buddy Preston now. He's like, all right, guys, congrats. Everybody's five stars. But once you get to campus, nobody cares where you're – nobody even knows where you're ranked or your stars or any of these things. It's about working, and that's how you get the respect of the other guys and earning your position. So the freshman year is adapting to being the guy for the past 4 years to now trying to go out and earn that spot. And it is different. I mean, everybody handles it different. Being a freshman, I mean, there's so much more to do besides just play football. You've got class, you got to make your grades, you got to keep it up, you got study hall. So it's adapting to all those things. And now, look, little head fake, and you know, he's still a young kid. But now it's time to get back to work. And that's a good thing about football is you can always just go to the weight room or go to the practice field and work your way to get better and work your way to get more playing time.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson, former Alabama quarterback, analyst, Crimson Tide Network, and he is with us every single Friday at 7 on the Bud Light Hotline, and he joins us courtesy of Crane Works.
Yep, Crane Works, they've got offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville, and Crane Works is the leader for crane and equipment rental. So give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery, moving, or rigging project. And don't forget, the Rental Works division is ready to serve you with a full line of rental equipment for jobs both big and small. And the Rental Works offers something the other guys can't, qualified operators for all their equipment, including aerial and earth-moving equipment. So give them a call or check them out at craneworks.com.
Thank you, John Parker. Have a great weekend.
Roll Tide, guys.
All right, buddy. John Parker Wilson with us each week, courtesy of Crane Works, and he appears on the Bud Light Hotline.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram, @JimDunaway.